So Nehemiah chapter 5, well, Nehemiah here is really committed to rebuilding the wall with all the opposition that he's getting from Sanballat and all these local people around him. And God's with him and the work's going forward, but now there's another setback. And this is the story really of the whole thing, that there's a bit of progress, then setbacks, and then a bit of progress and more setbacks. And this is how life is. And this is why we need to have endurance, or patience, as the New Testament calls it. So, sometime later, many of the people, men as well as women, started complaining about their brothers, the Jews. They said, "We've got large families and we need more corn so that we can eat and stay alive." Others said, "We've had to mortgage our fields, vineyards and houses just to get corn to keep us from starving to death." Now, to mortgage means that these other Jews had said, "Okay, I'll give you some corn if you give me the documents or whatever to your house, that your house will be mine now unless you can repay me at some time all this big debt that you're working up with me." Others said, "We had to borrow money to pay the royal tax by giving our fields and our vineyards. And yet we are also Jews, like these Jews that are lending to us. But we have had to even sell our children to be slaves to them. Some of our daughters have already been sold as slaves. Our fields and vineyards have been taken away from us." Well, this was all because there was a great famine. And Haggai explains why there was a famine. There was a famine because these people had returned from Persia to Judah. They were supposed to return to rebuild the temple, but instead they had built their own panelled houses and the house of God had laid in ruins, and they were just focused on grabbing a bit of land and having good income, good harvest, etc. And God was punishing them for this because they weren't really interested in doing his work. It was an appearance of being part of God's people, like somebody might appear to be a Christian today, when they've got completely another agenda, just what can I get out of this? And so God had sent a famine, and because of that, these Jews were very poor, and so other Jews were really deceiving them and making them get into huge debt just to stay alive. So then, let's go on. "When I heard their complaints, I was angry," this is Nehemiah, "I decided to act. I criticized the leaders and officials of the people, and I said to them, 'You are oppressing your brothers.' So I called a big public meeting to deal with this issue, and I said, 'So far as we've been able, we've been redeeming our Jewish brothers who've had to sell themselves to Gentiles. But now you are forcing your own brothers to sell themselves to yourselves when you are Jews.'" So the fact that they had been redeemed from slavery, as it were, from exile, just as Israel had been redeemed from slavery in Egypt, meant that they should never make their brothers a slave. They should always be generous to their brother who was in need. But they didn't see the wonder of what God had done for them in saving them. And so because of that, because they didn't see that, they didn't want to see that, they therefore, unfortunately, were abusive to their brothers. Now, if we see the wonder of the fact that God has come into my life and saved me, you will be kind to your brothers, and you will not use their weaknesses and poverty for yourselves. The leaders were silent, and they had nothing that they could say in reply. So I said, "Well, you are doing wrong." You see, at times you do need to state this clearly to people. This is wrong. You should obey God and do that which is right. Then you wouldn't give the Gentiles, who are our enemies, a reason to mock us. I have allowed the people to borrow money and to borrow corn from me, and so have my companions and those who are working with me. So let's give up all attempt to make people repay us. Cancel the debts that people owe you, be it money, corn, wine, or olive oil. Return to them their fields, vineyards, olive groves, and houses immediately." The leaders replied, "We will do as you say. We will return their property, and we will not demand their debts." So I called in the priests and I made these leaders swear an oath before me to keep the promise they'd just made. Then I took off the belt that I was wearing around my waist and I shook it out. I told them, this is how God is going to shake out any of you who don't keep your promise. God will take away your houses and all that you own and leave you with nothing. All who were present said, Amen, so be it, that is, we agree. And they praised the Lord. And the leaders kept their promise. So then they praised the Lord because actually they realized that they had done wrong. So you see, if Nehemiah had not confronted them over this, then they would have carried on doing the wrong thing. It's pretty hard when you're told, look, you took this wrongly from your brother, give it back. And when you've apparently done really well for yourself in life by doing this sort of thing, and they just say, oh, sure, yeah, I'll give it back. And they do. It says they didn't just say that, they did it. And then they praise the Lord. So you've got to repent before you can really praise the Lord for his grace to you. During all the 12 years that I, this is Nehemiah, was the governor of Judea, from the 20th year that Artaxerxes was the emperor until his 32nd year, not I, not my relatives, ate the food that I was supposed to have as the governor. Every governor who'd been before me had been quite a burden to the people, demanding 40 shekels a day from the people for food and wine, and their servants had oppressed the people. But I behaved differently because I feared God. I put all my strength into rebuilding the wall, and I did not acquire any property for myself. Everyone who worked for me joined in the building work. I regularly fed at my table 150 of the Jews and their leaders, beside all the people who came to me from the nations around. Every day I served an ox, 6 good sheep, many chickens, and once in every 10 days I provided new wine. I realized what heavy burdens the people had, so I did not claim the allowance that the governor was entitled to. In other words, he was entitled to say to all these poor people, look, you've got to pay me a tax because I'm the governor. But he didn't, because he realized that life was really tough for them. Now you could say, yeah, well, life was tough because I didn't put God first, as Haggai has explained, as we've said. But he doesn't take that view. He takes the view that if you dig a pit and fall into it, then you're still in the pit. And that's the thing, that we should still take pity upon people who are in bad situations, even from their own fault. And he says, I pray you, O God, remember me for good, according to all that I have done for this people. So then what he's saying is that what I've done by not having the smart life that I could have done, not getting my own property, right, I acted for people and I acted for God, and everybody will forget that and not appreciate it. But you, O God, remember what I did. And that is how we should feel, that the majority of our good works should not be seen anyway by others. The left hand should not know what the right hand does. And yet there is all the same a desire within us to somehow be recognized or whatever. Okay, God recognizes that. But we are to therefore ask him to remember what we do for good at the last day. And that is fair enough, that is legitimate, and that is true. Because Jesus will say, well done, when I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I was lacking clothing, you gave me clothes. That's what's going to happen, that our good deeds will be remembered. Not that we're saved by them, but also they will not be forgotten. And that meets this basic human desire to somehow be recognized for our good deeds when we do things for people and it seems that it's all not noticed and it's all not recognized. That's good, that's how it should be, but God will recognize it at the last day.